listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always a privilege, always a pleasure to come to talk to you every Saturday morning about the things of our precious Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. What a privilege it is to represent God, and what a privilege it is to talk to you about the things of God. Just hope I can be a real encouragement to you after today, and maybe you're sitting here today, and maybe you're struggling, and maybe you're shut in, maybe you're just, things are not working out all that well for you. Maybe I can just bring you the Word of God today, you know? I'm like Peter, silver and gold have I none. What such as I have, give I thee. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name that is above all names, the name that will comfort, the name that will calm your spirit, the name that will bring grace, that will bring peace, that will bring life unto you. I want to talk about the one I love, and hopefully the one that you love, our precious Savior that hung on a bloody tree and suffered and bled and died and took our sins in his own body, hanging on that bloody tree. So to start with, we have something that we can be thankful for, that we are not sinners, that our sins are washed away. If you've asked Jesus to come into your heart and wash your sins away, you're no longer a sinner. Your sins are on that body of Jesus, hanging on that bloody tree. That precious blood that flows from his side washed you, made you right, put you right, cleansed you up, polished you up, and set you aside for the kingdom of God. That's you out there today. If you're a Christian, that's who you really are. God wants you to know this day. If you're not, hey, today's your day. It's very easy to get saved. All you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my heart and wash my sins away. And the Lord will put your sins in that body of Jesus and wash you with his precious blood, and you'll be made right, and you'll be put right, and your life will change. All right, look, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7. Simply by going to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the word on demand. Click on that, and you'll see a calendar, and then you just click any Saturday. And my son Landon and I, we have about probably 3 years now of teachings on the net that you can download podcast free anytime. So if you're getting anything out of the message and you run over it, let's say you have a grandson or a granddaughter or anyone like that in your family that's hurting, and you know that, and you just don't know what to do about it, and they're out of town. Well, listen, and you can contact them and say, just listen to this program. You can just pull it up. It's WCNO.com. Scroll down the word on demand. Click on the calendar every Saturday morning. My son, Landon, or myself, we're here. And so you just flip that program over to whoever you want to have it. Help people out. Otherwise, you preach the gospel yourself. Just click forward, so to speak. And you preach the word. Just click forward. And let your friends know. And let your family know, all right? Hey, what a wonderful God we serve. What a privilege it is. Just want to bless you out there today. If you're a child of God, I just pray the Lord wants to just release a blessing unto you today. I just speak a blessing over every Christian out there. Every son, every daughter that belongs to God, everyone that's in this cruel world. In fact, my message today is entitled War and Peace. You know, we're really in turmoil. We're in war. We're in great war. I think the devil is working harder than I've ever seen in my life. Probably there's more sin today in the world than ever been in history. The whole world is practically upside down. Every nation affected. Everything in the world that could go wrong is going wrong. And our nation is upside down. It's just terrible times. And many have been drugged into, you know, our laws are beginning to deteriorate. More people in jail. More women in jail. Kids in trouble. We're in trying times. We're hard time. Also, economically, it's tough. I mean, young people today, it takes a fortune to get out here and buy a new car, get in a house, and try to survive, and the good jobs are really no longer there. For the most part, it's hard to get good quality jobs to support. You know, our income haven't kept it up with our cost, and everybody is struggling. Young people start out with a struggle. You're born into a world of struggle now. You're born into a world of chaos now. It's really, really tough. I'm just thinking, I got a little granddaughter, on the way myself. I'm thinking, boy, it's how tough it is to bring a child into this world today. It's just a real tough world. But on the other hand, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not like the world give on you. Let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In other words, we have a great promise. In the midst of turmoil, we have Jesus. We have hope. We have a Savior. We have a comforter. He also said, when he left, he said, I'm going to pray the Father, and he'll send another comforter. And he'll be with you forever. That's including this day, my friend. If you're out there today and things are not right, that's including today. I'll pray the Father. He'll send another comforter. He'll be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. In the midst of all the chaos, you can know and have truth. It's in the midst, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. This is something that only you as a Christian can have. Not available to the world, not available to the sinner, not available to the person that's not born again. The world cannot receive this, but you can. He dwells with you and shall be in you. That is your promise today. From our living, that is promised out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So if you're out here today, you're in turmoil, you're struggling, you're having a hard time, where's the comforter? Ask the Lord, look, Lord, I'm hurting here today. I have issues here today. My children are strung out and they're a mess. My kids are in jail. My kids are going through this. My finances are shambles. You said you would send a comforter. He'd be with me forever. The Spirit of truth. You said the work ain't heavy, but I can. You said he'll dwell with me and he'll be in. All right, cash that in today. He promised you that. He said that in John 14:16. Cash it in today. Don't let him off. Said, look, Lord, I'm hurting. I'm miserable here today. I have issues today. I'm really struggling. And you made promises. How do I get? Now, his promises are good and yes and amen. Question is, how do you get a hold of them? Show me, Lord. Teach me. How do I get a hold of your promises? How do I get what I need to walk the walk? To live the life that I need to live. How do I get the promises that you promised me to comfort me in this hour that I'm going through? I mean, I have kids hurting. I have grandchildren hurting. My husband's messed up. My wife's messed up. Everything is a mess in my life. And you promised a comforter. And I know you can't lie. But how do I order my life to get on the path that takes me to the comforter where I can be comforted by you? And listen. I'm very concerned about the nation of America, quite frankly. Every Christian I know also is concerned. I don't know a Christian that's not really concerned about how things are going in this country. It's like I've lived through two Americas now. Or America now and America then. It's just this changed that much. I'm at that age where I can almost, and all people my age are about to make this statement. I've lived like in two different Americas. America then and America now. As a matter of fact, you notice when you make a phone call, and it says for English press one, I mean, did America move already? You notice the changes we've had in our life here? Some are saying God is judging our nation. I don't really think so. I'll tell you why. John 12:47, Jesus said, I came not to judge the world, but to save it. The words that I speak unto you, the same shall judge you at the last day. So we're not really being judged by God here. I think we're living under a period of grace myself. In fact, I feel nothing but blessed. But I've touched the comfort of the things I just told you you should seek after. Well, I've done that, and I've received that. So I'm a very blessed man because I know the Lord, I believe him, and I trust him. So you can do that too. Everybody can have a great life here with the Lord. I mean, the world is going around in circles here in turmoil, but I'm not. I'm really blessed, and so can you be. I thank God that he's not judged at this time. I do not think he would find it hard. I do think he would find it very hard to find a way to bless this nation at this time. I don't know how we can do it. The way we're doing, the way we're living, how can he bless it at this time? I think we are practicing self-rule, which is lead us not to temptation, but we can find it on our own. That's just the way we're living today, and just the way we're thinking. We've never lived in such trouble as we have now. Sin has never been so rampant as it is in this world today. It's a tough time. Listen, I'm open to phone lines here if you have anything that you're hurting, if you're just out there today and you're a hurting person, and you have issues, I don't care what they are, you give me a call here. I'll be more than glad to pray for you and with you. And I'll be glad to fight for you, for whatever your needs are. We'll touch the Lord together. Our phone number is 221-1100-221-1100. Our town is 888-221-8999. I don't care what you're going through. You're hurting in your body. I don't care what you need. If you're hurting today, then the Lord Jesus Christ wants to touch your life. I don't care what the issue is. I just don't care. If you're hurting and you're a child of God, He wants to comfort you. He wants to put His arm. He just wants to love you. He just wants to walk you through that today. He wants to help you any way that He can, and He'll do it. So give me a call, 221-1100. If you're out of town, 888-221-8999. We will touch the Lord together. We'll get the comfort of the Lord for you today, okay? 2 Timothy 3:13, the Bible says, evil man will wax worse and worse. So I do not think that this is the hand of a loving, kind God against us, but it looks like we're letting the world get bigger and more powerful than the church. That's bad. We really are. It looks like a picture, rather, of the wheat and tares growing together. Like Jesus says, sometimes I think the tare fields are getting more plowing done than the wheat fields. I mean, we are just really going through struggle time. We're really hurting here today. We really need to call upon the name of the Lord. We need to touch the Lord. No question, no doubt. This is Bob. How may I help you?
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Hey.
Hey. Yes, I'm just calling for prayer for my family, my entire family, my children, the world, and healing and financing.
All right, listen, turn the radio down if you will. You hear it in the background.
Okay,
it's too loud.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What's your name, ma'am, if you don't mind?
Sandra.
Okay, Sandra. Now, you're going to pray for your family, for your children. Any particular issues you want to mention or don't want to mention them? And you want to pray for the world. I don't blame you. That's a great. We need to pray for our nation. No doubt. No question. Okay. Listen, Sandra. Evidently, you know the Lord. You said, praise the Lord. So we're talking here. I'm a brother to you and you're a sister to me. That's correct, right?
Yes, yes.
We're in the kingdom of God. We belong to the Lord. Now, Jesus said,
yes,
where two or more agree as touching anything,
yes, yes,
it would be done of them of my Father which is heaven. Well, listen, Sandra, you and
yes,
I are agreeing today that we really need help. We
yes,
need the Lord. We need the Lord in
yes,
our personal families. You need
yes,
the Lord for your children. You need the Lord for your grandchildren.
Yes.
And you need finances. You need an increase in your finances. And you're praying for the world. I think that's really good. You're praying for lost sinners. You're praying
yes,
for this nation. It's a wonderful thing. Well, everything you've asked
yes,
for, I just want us to bring before the throne of God and ask the Lord
yes,
to honor everything.
Yes.
In fact, Tanner, if you're bold enough to do this, you pray right now. Oh, but you
yes,
start praying over the radio. Everything that you need prayed for, and I'm going to agree
yes,
with you. Is that okay? Go ahead. Just ask the Lord for your needs.
Yes,
okay?
Father,
go ahead.
Yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for the saving of the world, deliverance of the world, the healing that whoever is sick, Lord Jesus, touch their bodies, because God, you said by your stripes we are healed. Lord, bless the families that are having problems with their finances. And whatever the problem is, Lord Jesus, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, to deliver them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Oh, thanks. Listen, son, I'm going to agree with you for everything you're asking. Listen, son, I also want to ask, because you're bold, I want to ask the Lord to bless you in a special way today. I don't know what your need is personally, but I'm asking the Lord to bless you. I think I see children and grandchildren that you're really
yes,
struggling with, and I just can feel like that they're not right. They're out of line, and you know they are. And it bothers you. I can tell that. And I've just asked the Lord to touch you in a special way and just
yes,
run those kids down and find them. Just touch them
yes,
and draw them and let them know that you're praying for them, that you care.
Yes.
And all at once, I ask the Lord to let you be like a
yes,
real patron, just a real just have a real authority in your family. Let them begin
yes,
to see and call upon you for help and ask you for prayer. I just speak a blessing over your life of authority and power in
that
your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you be blessed. God bless
you.
Have a great day.
God bless you. Thank you.
No.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. The Lord is so good. And, you know, isn't it a wonderful thing that we have a God? If you're hurting out there, Like Sandra, if she has needs or she just seems like to appreciate the Lord praying for the nation. But no matter who it is or what it is, isn't it wonderful that we have a father? You know, a lot of people are not fathered. I know a lot of men. I'm thinking of someone now who's going through a struggle and wife passing away, and you know, they kind of know who God is, but don't really have that strength and that hope, and on their own. And I'm thinking, what a wonderful thing. Like me, I'm kind of an older guy, to have a father. I have every day I have soul I can go to for wisdom. I can cry out, God help me. I can ask the Lord for direction. I can ask the Lord for comfort. You know how valuable that is? Do you know how valuable it is to have a father in heaven that holds your breath in his hand? Yeah, really. I mean to tell you, it's a mighty good thing to know that your father is God. That's a pretty good thing. You think about that. I really feel that. And I know that this particular person I'm thinking about doesn't really know that well. You know, he's meeting it, he's just dying. His wife's passing away, and he's just hurting, broken, crying. Well, that's a big thing, no doubt about that. But nevertheless, if he had a real great relationship, he had a father over him. And most of us don't. But it's a wonderful thing just to know our Father, our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Comforter. Like Sandra, I hope she don't mind me using her name, but she can go and cry out to God for those children. She has somebody to help her, and she has some hope that God can put somebody in their path, and that they will change, and God can draw them, and God can strengthen them, and God can bless them, and she can fight for them. They'll be in heaven, no question about it, because of her. Just because of her fight for them. It's a wonderful thing. I just want to tell you today how good God is, how precious Jesus is. He's wonderful. Give us a call here if you need help today. Excuse me, 221-1100. Excuse me, please, if it's out of town. It's 221-8990. Look, God's good. Some people might even feel like today, you know, that really, that the Lord needs to call a solid church on the carpet for what we're letting happen in this nation. I'm just really upset about where we're heading here as a nation, the crazy things we're doing, and the church doesn't seem to have a voice. I mean, maybe it's doing better than I think it is, but for some reason, we're letting the world do anything it wants to do, and it seems like we're losing all the battles, and the church doesn't seem to have the voice that it needs to have. I believe we're on a course of self-destruction for many, many years. I remember when it all began to fall apart, one thing they used to say is, take prayer out of school and watch and see what happens. Well, I'm watching, and I see what happened. We don't need to be judged by God. We made our own judgment calls, and we brought, seemed like to me, everything on ourselves, all of our problems on ourselves. And, you know, Jesus said, in this world you'll have tribulation. Then he said, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Are you of good cheer? Can you be of good cheer? I mean, Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I mean, if you look at the world out there, I don't see really any hope. I just don't see in the natural hope. But in Jesus, I see great hope. And I hope you can see that today. I just want to, let's really encourage you today just to really seek the Lord and seek the Lord for this great nation. My, we need help. We need prayer. And seek the Lord for your church. Seek the Lord for your pastors. Matter of fact, you can go up here right now and pray for your church and pray for your pastor by name if you want to do that, if you're brave enough to do it. I mean, pray for your pastor. Pray that he be powerful. And pray for your church. It's 221-1100 or 888-221-8990. You know, the pastors have a tremendous job out there today. So you might lift your pastor up. You might stand with him. You might pray for him. You might even pray on the radio here if you think that's okay with you. Look, 10 years down the road from now, a young person will hardly know the difference between a man and a woman. Can you believe that? I mean, really, with this gay lifestyle and what we're doing, we're going to be elected gays to high offices. They're going to be running our schools. They're going to be running many of our churches. If you think poor morality is a problem now, it'll yet plunder deeper. There's no question about it. We're on a road to self-destruction. Our population base that supports our defense, our nation, the reproduction will drittle down. Just watch it drittle down. I believe we'll have to import more people to maintain the lifestyle in America. I mean, adios America. It just does not look good, the things that we are doing. I can see the time coming when a woman will have to compete with a man for a man. Really. I mean, sin multiplies. I mean, I can guarantee you now what we've done here lately with these Supreme Court decisions by legalizing gay marriage. 10 years down the road, you just try to take a look at it. Population base is going to dwindle. They'll be run high offices. And I'm telling you, it's really going to be tough. It's just going to be a tough. And your young kids now, how many more? Look how it'll grow. Look how the gay lifestyle grew in the last 20 years. It'll quadruple now. Your young people will be sucked into it by the devil. I mean, you really need to pray for this nation, fight for this nation, fight for your kids, fight for your grandkids. I think instead of judgment, God's probably feeling sorry for us and saying something like this. What a foolish people. Don't they remember Solomon and Gomorrah? Have they forgotten so quick? I tell you, it's a troubled world. It really is. With the Supreme Court's recent decision, I feel like that we're heading in, or the government's trying to bring us into a godless society. Just give it enough time. You just see the handwriting on the wall. We need to pray. We need to pray. We need to seek the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, all of our strength, with all of our mind. He's a wonderful God. He wants to help us. He wants to do everything he can to save us, to secure us, to give us a life. God is good. I just want you to know today that God is good and that God loves you. You know, in the midst of all this turmoil that we're going through and all these problems that we seem to have, listen to this. Remember the verse simple that everybody just takes for granted all the time? John 3:16. Through it all, God just so love the world. Then he gave us his own precious son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that any of us that would believe in him would never perish, but have eternal life, would live forever. In the midst of everything, in the midst of our sinful nation, God is reaching out to you today and wants to save you, and wants to save your children, and wants to save your grandchildren. If you're out today and you're not saved, I can tell you now, if you'll give me a call, I can assure you and guarantee you I can walk you into the kingdom of God today, and God will wash your sins away in the precious blood of Jesus. And you can be changed even as we speak. Give us a call now for help. 221-1100. 888-221-8099. Remember what Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 53:10? What he said about Jesus, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Think about that. That was for you. Please the Lord to bruise his own son. He put his son to grief. Isaiah said, put him to grief. He made his soul an offering for your sins. In other words, the man Jesus Christ poured out, killed, offered as a sacrifice for your sins. 2 Peter 2:24 says, his own self, Jesus, bore our sin. That's your sin, my friend. In his own body on the tree. You know where your sins are if you're a believer? In the body of the Lamb Christ Jesus on the tree. He'd been dead to sin that you should live into righteousness. But let me tell you this, if you're not born again, if your sins were not in that body of the Son of God hanging on that bloody tree, your sins are still in you. You want to make sure you repent today, fall on your face. You don't even have to worry about your sins. If the minute you ask Jesus to come into your heart, wash your sins away, every sin you've ever committed in your life up to that minute is gone. You don't need to repent of it. It's gone. It's removed as far as the east is to the west. That sin God never looks at again. If you will come to Jesus today and ask him to be your Lord and Savior, you don't have a sin. I mean, when you do that and you believe it, it's gone. There is no sin whatsoever. What you've done, it's as far as the east is to the west, and you totally walk free. 1 Peter 3:18 says, for Christ also has once suffered for sin. Now the suffering's over with. Jesus Christ suffered for your sin. Did you know that? That's true. Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, suffered for all of your old sorry sins. What a Savior. What a God. The just man for the unjust. The just man, Jesus, for you, the unjust. Let a man bring this to God, being put to death, killed in the flesh, but quickened, brought alive by the Spirit. Oh, I'm telling you how wonderful it is. Jesus has paid the price for you to have eternal life forever. Jesus has paid the price for you to have the Comforter right now in your life to lead, to guide, to teach, to comfort you. Jesus has paid the price for you to have a Father. Do you know in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, anytime you choose that, you say, Father, I come to you in and through and by the name of your precious, sweet Son, the Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, I'm hurting today. I have this need today, Father. I'm so glad you're my Father. I am so glad that my Father's God. Oh, I'm so glad that my Father has everything in the palm of his hand. I'm so glad, I'm so thankful I can come to you and find peace, come to you and find rest, come to you and find hope, come to you and find comfort. Oh, Father, please, thank you for the privilege of just knowing you through your precious Son, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he has made him, the Lord Jesus, to be sin for us. That's for you, my friend, who knew no sin. He never sinned, he didn't know sin, but he was made to be sin in your place, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Can you believe that? Listen to me. If you're a Christian out today, you're a righteous person. You're a righteous person to God. You're a righteous person in the eyes and the sight of God because he made his own Son to be sin for you, to take your sins in his body, hanging on that tree, that you might become his righteous. Do you know that's who you are today? That's how God sees you today. He doesn't see you as a sinner. If Jesus Christ has washed your sins away, he sees you as a righteous daughter. He sees you as a righteous son. Oh, what a price paid for you. How valuable is that? How good are you? You're a winner today. Did you know that? Oh, man, you need to get a hold of this stuff. You really do. You just need to seek the Lord with all your heart. Your sins and the body of Jesus hanging on that bloody tree. And remember, if you've never done this before, your sins are still in you. And you're nothing more than a dead man walking on your way, walking, traveling, on your way to a burning hell. Listen to me. That's you. You repent today. Turn to the Lord with all your heart. And remember the girl that's laying in the sand and called in. God has a family plan. He has a family plan. He'll rescue her family. He'll rescue anybody's family. You seek the Lord with all of your heart. If you care about your family, if you care, God cares. You hear me now? Now listen, Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. Has your debt been paid? Mine's paid. The wages of sin is death, that's separated from God, that is an eternal hell forever. If it's not been paid for, repent today. Turn to the Lord with all of your heart. Listen, we need help in this ministry. We really do. You're not supporting us now. You're just not doing it. We need help. Very simple. Please send what you can. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. It's very simple. Lifeline. One more. Just Lifeline. Box 1603. Jensen Beach. 34958. Just to make sure you get it. Lifeline. Anybody can remember that? Box 1603. Lifeline. 1603. Jensen Beach. 34958. Listen, email me with any questions. And also, if you're getting me out of the program, I'd like to know it. I never know if I'm doing a good job, bad job. If you don't like me, tell me so. I don't mind you telling me. But if just like to hear from you, it's Try Lifeline. One word. T-R-Y. Lifeline. One word now. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Listen, if you have something you really need prayer for, but you didn't want to talk about on the radio, if you email me, I'll certainly work with you. And also, I know a place where you can get healed, delivered, set free on Tuesday night. If you email me, I'll tell you how to get there. We have a great service on Tuesday night for healing, deliverance, whatever you need. TryLifeline@gmail.com. And we have a great team to do this, too. TryLifeline@gmail.com. It's very simple. Please, send me an email. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Support the ministry. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Listen, God bless you. Look forward to seeing you again next week. And just trust the Lord with everything. Trust him with your family. Trust him with your life. He's trustworthy. He's a wonderful God, a wonderful Father that loves and cares for you. Oh, God bless you. You have a great day now. We'll see you again next week. The Lord bless you, keep you, and be with you, and bless your family also. Have a great day now. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and I love you. We'll talk to you again next week. Goodbye now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.